Here with you now, Spinal Injuries Ireland have published a pre-budget submission calling on the government to automatically provide medical cards to people living with a spinal cord injury and to do so without review for a period of 10 years. We're going to chat with Ciarán Fitzgerald, former Garda Ombudsman Commissioner, who's now paralysed and wheelchair bound after an accident. And you might be familiar with Ciarán, he's an award-winning RTE reporter. And he's urging the government to, to change the current system around granting a medical card to people with spinal injuries. And Ciarán's on the line. Morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for doing so. The issue of this medical card, what difference would it make if the government granted your wish in the forthcoming budget?
It would make a huge difference to those who need it, Declan, because people who have suffered a spinal cord injury, and there are 60 of them in Wicklow, for example, and there are about 2,300 or close to 2,300 nationally, but as I say, 60 people in Wicklow. It means access to specialised equipment, the most obvious thing being a wheelchair, but there are other ones that you wouldn't see in public, like hoists, to help people get in and out of bed and to get in and out of a wheelchair, shower chairs to help people wash at home. Probably more significant for most people are catheter bags and colostomy bags that people need on a daily basis and have to change very regularly, often on a daily or weekly basis as well. That's one aspect. The other aspect, of course, is visits to GP, because if you're if you're compromised or paralyzed or wheelchair bound, you are that bit more susceptible to things like urinary tract infections, and much more so than the rest of the population. So you do need access to medical care on a regular basis without having to consider whether or not you can afford it, quite simply. So there's also home care for some people who need assistance, perhaps getting dressed or washed or whatever it might be. So there are there's a range of things that the medical card provides that are, of their nature, very, very expensive if you have to pay for them out of your own pocket.
Indeed, and usually I'd imagine with some of these injuries which come as a surprise, unfortunately, the means to earn is diminished. So the demand is greater for all the, what you mentioned already, for various equipment. And yes, your income is less. So it seems only right to have some sort of alleviation of that.
Well, I suppose the point we would make is that when a person suffers a spinal cord injury, obviously it's pretty devastating, especially if the results, as they very often are fairly severe. And you're quite right, your capacity to work is diminished. Having said that, a lot of people, most people I would suggest, want to get back to work. They want to be taxpayers. They want to be working, and they want to be participating in society to the furthest possible extent. At the moment, the medical card for people with a spinal cord injury is means tested. So that means if you earn more than €164 a week, you probably don't qualify for a medical card. Having said that, we should say that, very many people do have medical cards. They're granted by the HSE on a discretionary basis, so that most of the people, or many, many of the people, do have medical cards, but about one-third don't. So that's about 700 people across the country, Declan, who don't qualify. And they're the people we're really concerned about, because one of the issues we don't want, and I'm sure nobody would like to see, is people not wanting to go back to work, not wanting to earn for fear of losing a medical card or not qualifying for one in the first place.
What reception did you get around Leinster House?
We got a good reception. People were very receptive and supportive of the principle. Obviously, when you're dealing with the intricacies of the HSE and the intricacies of financing healthcare in general, there are always complications and details to be gone into. But in general, the basic principle of providing a medical card, and I would stress on certified medical grounds, we're not suggesting that people be given a medical card just because they've fallen or something. We would stress that it would be on the referral of the medical staff, so some consultant or some doctor somewhere, to certify that a person's needs are of such a severity that they should qualify for a card. So people were receptive in general, and we are optimistic that the body politic understands our position and will be hopefully in a position to do something about it. Mm. I suppose that's one thing we looked for. The other aspect that we were talking about, Declan, was to suggest that those who do have medical cards are subject to review either once a year or at the maximum on a 3-year cycle. And that's quite a stressful business for many people because you've got to provide bank statements and statements of your assets for not just yourself, but perhaps the whole household. So that could be quite a stressful thing. And, that cycle, even at the best of 3 years, comes around very, very quickly. So many people who are in receipt of a medical card and obviously very grateful for it still have the concern and stress that at any time it might be taken away subject to a review. So we were suggesting that, there's no way that people who are, like myself, wheelchair bound or paralyzed or whatever it may be after a spinal cord injury, we don't tend to, unfortunately, recover. These are lifelong injuries and lifelong conditions. So we would suggest that the review cycle be pushed out to a 10-year review cycle, which will enable people to make lifelong plans around their finances rather than having to worry every year or every 3 years as to whether their financial world is going to be turned upside down.
Indeed. Well, we'll see what happens in the budget and perhaps maybe we'll have a chat around that time. Kieran Fitzgerald.
We'd be very happy to if we're successful, Declan.
Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning,
Kieran. Thank you very much.